In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we haven't heard from Ole Olson for a little bit, and a lot of stuff going on up in Minnesota and New Ulm there. It was kind of a neat thing a few weeks ago. Ole was able to go to the Super Bowl right in Minnesota, just a little ways up the road in the cities. It was terrific. And he was there in his seat and an empty seat next to him, and a guy came down, thought maybe he could get a better spot. Ole had really good seats. And he said, I noticed you got an empty seat next to you. Ole says, yeah. He says, that's where my wife would be. He said, you know, Lena and I have been coming to the Super Bowl since 1987. And this was going to be a special one right here in Minnesota. He said, but Lena died. And the guy said, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. He said, but don't you have any relatives or close friends that would want to come with you in there? And Ole says, oh, yeah, sure, got a lot of them, but, you know, they're all at the funeral. So there are sacrifices, and then there are sacrifices, and you don't always know. That's what Jesus was talking about in today's gospel lesson. He was talking about the willingness to sacrifice as a disciple. If you're going to follow me, then, you know, this might run into some tough stuff. Any who would be my disciples, let him take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. And whoever would lose his life for my sake and the sake of the gospels will find it. And then Jesus told them very openly, the Son of Man must suffer many things at the hands of the chief priests, scribes, and elders, and be killed, and on the third day rise again. And at this point, Peter jumps in. Peter always ready to say something. Peter jumps in and says, oh, no, Lord, this would never happen. He rebuked Jesus, and Jesus turned on him like a rabid dog and said, get behind me, Satan. Now, you got to feel kind of bad for Peter, because just a few verses before this, Peter was told that what he spoke was of divine influence. Jesus had asked the disciples, who do people say that I am? And they said, well, you know, some say Moses, Elijah, one of the prophets, you know, like that. And he said, but who do you say that I am? And Peter jumped up and said, you are the Christ. You are the Messiah. Good answer, Peter. Freeze. But he couldn't. Jesus said, you didn't get this from human stuff. This is divinely inspired. So Peter goes from divinely inspired answers to Satan in four verses. And you got to feel kind of bad for Peter. And I think because I feel kind of bad for me. Because there is this part of all of us, I think, that says, this is not the way Christianity should go. We shouldn't be talking about crosses and pain and suffering and consequences and all of that. Christianity should give us a few perks. Shouldn't there be a few perks to this? I mean, after all, you know, we're doing stuff here, and we should get good stuff out of it. Now, I don't mean that you have a Christian lucky rabbit's foot in your pocket at all times, or that you have the Christian four-leaf clover in your lapel, but I mean it should be a few perks in there, shouldn't there? And in fact, the answer is not in the way you thought. That's what Martin Luther called the theology of glory. If you are a Christian, then you'll get the goodies. All nice things will happen to you. You can hear the theology of glory any morning you want on religious television programming. It goes like this. If you believe in Jesus, Jesus wants you to be wealthy. Jesus wants you to be prosperous. Jesus wants you to be blessed. Really? That doesn't sound very much like the theology of the cross, does it? What the theology of the cross is, Martin Luther said, is if you follow where Jesus went, you'll get what he got. Ooh, well, that doesn't sound all that good. I mean, and Jesus, that wasn't really much of a recruitment speech for people, the disciples were thinking, you know, hey, come follow Jesus, get the cross. It, you know, it reminds me of like they do advertising for different branches of the military. I saw some of these recently. It reminded me. So they say, join the Navy, see the world. They don't say, join the Navy and clean latrines. They don't, you know, Bill, Air Force, aim high, but you probably are going to crash. You know, they don't say that kind of stuff. Join the Marines, the few, the proud, the Marines. They don't say the few, the proud, those who get shot at first. Probably the Army is closest to being, you know, more compatible with the theology of the cross. Be all that you can be. Well, see, that fits with Christianity. And then the other one, which is the toughest job you'll ever love. See, that fits in better, too. But for the most part, we tend to think that we shouldn't have that kind of stuff, that that isn't the way it should go. And there is a book written by C.M. Clow called Crosses in the Christian Experience. He said that there are different things that can happen to us. There are burdens, there are thorns, and there are crosses. Now, the burdens are things that everybody gets just because we live in a broken and sinful world. So it starts with pain of childbirth, goes to diaper rash, pimples, dumped by a girlfriend, losing a job, getting a divorce, you know, all the regular stuff that paying taxes, all that stuff. Those are burdens that everybody had. We don't choose those. We don't ask for them. It's just what we got because we live on this sinful world. And then there are thorns. Now, thorns are a specific particular affliction that somebody may have that most other people don't have. So St. Paul talked about his thorn in the flesh. Remember that? And he asked the Lord three times, take away this thorn in the flesh. And the Lord said, no, no, no. My grace is sufficient for you. Maybe the Lord knew that if Paul was going along swimmingly well, his head would have gotten so big he'd never get through the door. I don't know. But he said, my grace is sufficient for you. A thorn would be something like my father had, who got osteomyelitis when he was 18 years old and in his hip, and it fused his hip, and his hip never moved. So he had to farm and ranch with a hip that was totally stiff for his entire career and caused a lot of pain. That's a thorn that we might have. It could be a particular ailment. Maybe it's diabetes, or maybe it's epilepsy, or maybe it's clinical depression or schizophrenia or something else. Could be mental illness, could be physical ailment, could be just a particularly bad situation. But that's a thorn. And we don't ask for that either. We just get it. And then there are crosses. Now, crosses are things that we do choose. Crosses are things that we say, I'm willing to do this even though it costs me something. So a cross would be, for a young person, would be, and there's plenty of opportunities for taking up a cross here for kids in school, and that a cross would be being a friend to another kid who really needs a friend. It's when other people are bullying or talking down, to stand up for them. It's to include them when they're not included and are on the outs. For adults, it might be to take care of aging parents. You may have to go out of your way and spend extra time and extra efforts, but you do it willingly because the love of Christ is in you and because your parents showed you love and you're just giving back what they gave you. And it might be something else. It might be that you choose to give money to things that you wouldn't have to, but you do, to support missions, to support projects that help people who are disadvantaged. It might be that. It might be just being a friend to somebody who needs a friend. Crosses are things we don't have to do, but we willingly choose to do them. So what I've said to you so far is that far from Christianity being a lucky rabbit's foot, we're going to get the same stuff everybody else got and just a little bit more because we willingly choose to take up our cross and follow Jesus. We get our burdens, we may have a thorn, but we choose to take up our cross. So there's a recruitment speech for you. Become a Christian and get more problems and more pain than you had before. How do you like that one? And so people have said, why is it, a Christian author, C.S. Lewis, talked about this, why is it that bad things happen to Christians who are trying to live a life that is godly. Why is it that Christians suffer? And the answer that C.S. Lewis gave was, why shouldn't they? They're the only people who can take it. They're the only people who have God's Spirit to make them bigger than they are, to make them more compassionate than they can be, to make them more enduring than they thought they could be. Why shouldn't it happen to Christians? They're the only ones that have a suffering God with them. They're the only ones who have stood at the foot of the cross and said, our God does not shy away from suffering. He participates in it with us. Why shouldn't they? So during the season of Lent, we have an opportunity to look at our lives and say, am I just putting one foot in front of the other? Or do I find places where I can take up my cross and do something for somebody else just because my God did something for me? Just because he suffered for me, I can suffer a little bit too because I have God's Spirit and I can take it. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.